Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Vice President Pence was on national TV. Several interviews yesterday. The president faced the nation with Pence and CNN. And this issue of the children. So one of the critical groups in places like Florida, but other states across the country, without a doubt, are Hispanic Latino voters for Republicans. And President Trump, almost in a counterintuitive way, does reasonably well versus other Republicans. So the Trump people are going to invest a lot in that, particularly in Florida. Joining us to talk about Latinos for Trump is the nephew of Vice President Pence. John Pence joins us here in Philadelphia on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, John, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dom, how are you? Thanks for having me on.
Well, you're welcome, and you're also a senior advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign. So talk about that. What are the issues, other than what we usually think and the media just puts out there, Latinos exclusively, illegal immigration, what are some of the issues that the Latinos for Trump is trying to project the president's position on?
Well, the Latinos for Trump coalition is a strong team of people from all across the country, from all industries, business people, community leaders, otherwise, who are Latino Americans who love the president's economic vision, are with the president on stronger borders to keep all of us safe, and are 100% following his America First agenda. That's a winning agenda for the American people.
What kind of progress do you see? I mean, in polling and data and all that, how do we know that there's progress here? Because the media would have you believe this is pretty much the last group that's going to be pro-Trump.
Right, and that's a false narrative that we push back against every day. The vice president likes to joke some days he has to turn the TV on with a stick because he doesn't know what's going to be on it. But the truth of it is, the president just had a rally in El Paso, Texas, a couple weeks ago. And at that rally, the data showed that over 30% of the attendees in a 40,000-person pool were Latino Americans. So,
well, wait a minute. Let's drill down on that. That's something I haven't seen anywhere in the media. And even though it's El Paso, that's still very good, 30%.
Right.
And you guys are doing a good job at mining the data from that to get volunteers, to get people more involved. 30% out of 40,000, pretty good.
Right. It's breaking the paradigms and the misconceptions of the media that Trump isn't a president for all Americans. When the fact is, President Trump is doing everything to make this economy continue to roll and to keep the American people safe. And that's what the results show, and that's who's showing up to support him. So Latinos for Trump kickoff tomorrow. Vice President going to be here in Miami. It's just going to be continuing to share the truth about this rolling economy and how Latino families here in Florida are doing better under President Trump.
What about, John, now a senior advisor, put that hat on for a moment too, again over the weekend, your uncle and President Trump, though, and this morning, this idea, how can Mike Pence, devout Christian, allow what's going on in these detention migrant kid centers? These things are completely unchristian. That's what the takeaway is.
Right. Well, the vice president was on CNN yesterday, and he said, you know, people are hurting on both sides of the border, and we really do have a crisis. President Trump has called on Congress to finally get the men and women on the border the resources they need to help everyone that's coming in. But we are expecting over a million people, highest number ever, this year to cross the border. And unless Congress acts and they control the purse, the president's going to have to do and fight this battle alone. And I think the American people see that this president is doing what he can, but we need Democrats to put politics aside and do their part as well in Congress.
Absolutely. John, thank you. Thanks for joining us in Philadelphia. Good luck with this. We'd love to have you back.
Thanks, Dom. And shout out to my future in-laws in the Coya family. I'll be marrying Giovanna, my fiance, in Atlantic City. So I'm excited to be down the shore.
Oh, you're going to be married in Atlantic City?
Yes, sir. And hopefully I'll get a cheesesteak whiz wit. I'm learning all these phrases.
That was pretty good. All right. Well, enjoy Atlantic City and enjoy Philadelphia when you come there, John. Thank you.
Absolutely. Take care, Dom.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.